Podcasting from Boston, Massachusetts, the city of innovation, education, and of course, Fenway Park, this is TI Clergy Corner, bringing you timely, insightful, and impactful sermons from Temple Israel of Boston.
In this episode, we will hear Rabbi Elaine Zecker's Shabbat Awakenings, a reflection as we make our way towards Shabbat, entitled Extraordinary or Extraordinary Gifts.
At the end of the book of Exodus, the Israelites brought voluntary gifts to assist in the building of the Mishkan, the sanctuary they would carry with them through the wilderness wandering. The text goes on into great detail about the willingness of their hearts to heap the bounty of gifts in service of the Mishkan construction. The items they brought shined and sparkled, gold objects of all kinds, fine threads and other linens, silver, copper, and even acacia wood. They piled on gifts brought from the heart involuntarily, so much so that they had to be asked to stop. We may ask how they knew what to bring. God had told Moses, and Moses in turn conveyed it to the people. Though all the gifts were precious and played an important role, they were merely things, beautiful and needed, but just things nonetheless. Now that we have arrived to Leviticus, God commanded Moses to convey to Aaron, the high priest, and his sons the rituals for the various offerings to God. But these offerings are not just things. They are the sacrifices with which the ritual could be performed. In English, sacrifice means something sacred. In Hebrew, it means to draw near with what will be regarded as holy, a distinct, extraordinary offering to the divine. In order to complete the various rituals described, the people were expected to bring forth specified animals and choice flour, the very items they would have used to sustain themselves. It must have been a harder choice. There is no mention of being moved by their hearts to bring forward what was needed. The expectation was there, and the people obliged. The gifts of the heart became transformed through the various rituals described as the pathway to the divine. Leviticus begins not only a new book in the Torah, but also the next chapter in the religious life of these former slaves. Though we might never be able to imagine a spiritual life based on material and animal sacrifice, the ancients had their way of reaching toward the sacred. The challenge for us is to appreciate a tradition handed down to us where the importance of engaging in ritual clarifies communal commitment to the whole. What we bring and how we bring it still connects us to an extraordinary spiritual life, reaching toward the sacred.
This has been a Temple Israel of Boston production. Join us next time for another episode of TI Clergy Corner.